Transgender activist harasses soul surfer Bethany Hamilton with shark costume. By Warner Todd Houston on February 7, 2024. Women's sports advocate and former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines blasted radical transgender activists who heckled surfing star Bethany Hamilton at a Missouri library event. Hamilton, who is famous for having lost an arm to a shark attack but continued her surfing career despite the injury, has come under fire from the extreme left for opposing transgender athletes being allowed to compete as women in sports. Hamilton appeared at a library in Springfield, Missouri, on February 2 to participate in a children's story hour but was met with parading transgender activists who tried to disrupt the event. The event was sponsored by Riley Gaines, who has been a loud and proud opponent of men claiming to be women who compete as women in women's sports. The transgender activists attempted to force Springfield's Library Center to cancel the event with Gaines and Hamilton. But when they failed at that, they instead invaded the space and tried to disrupt the event. Gaines and Hamilton spoke of the disruptions during an appearance on Fox News's The Story with Martha McCallum. Gaines highlighted one scumbag leftist transgender activist who walked around wearing a gay pride flag and carrying a stuffed shark to mock Hamilton, who lost her arm to a shark attack. How messed up is this? This protester brought a shark stuffed animal to mock Bethany Hamilton, who lost her arm to a shark. Miserable, insufferable people. But oh so tolerant, she wrote in a post on X. Gaines sarcastically told McCallum that the disruptions were another example of the left's open-mindedness, tolerance, and acceptance. This is the tactic they use time and time again. They want so desperately to mock, intimidate, and threaten those they don't agree with into silence, but this was a step too far. I have no words to describe how messed up it is to directly mock Bethany Hamilton and her traumatic experience that cost her arm by bringing a shark to a children's story hour. Dare I call this protester an ableist? Gaines said. Bethany embodies a strong, courageous woman that is a role model for all. But at the end of the day, I'm glad those activists came out to the Brave Book Story Hour. They needed to hear the stories read even more than the kids, Gaines added. Hamilton has come under attack by the groomer left for her recent social media post blasting the World Surf League for floating a new rule to allow male-born transgender athletes to compete as women. She told her fans that she wouldn't be competing with such a rule in place and added, "Male-bodied athletes should not be competing in female sports. Period." Hamilton also came into the news after she was fired by ultra-progressive surfing brand Rip Curl and was replaced by a man who competes as a woman in surf competitions. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.